I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. What's the value of a life that is disabled, sick, or dying? That's at the heart of the issue of assisted suicide. Canada recently passed legislation allowing doctor-assisted suicide for the terminally ill, but lawmakers also pushed to include those experiencing irremediable suffering. Michelle Noun of Life Matters Worldwide says,
we've become a culture that thinks we can eradicate suffering altogether by our own means, and we stop looking at why we suffer. I think many of our cultures have taken God out of the equation.
While some people are fighting back, there is a growing acceptance of human euthanasia worldwide. For those who believe mankind was made in the image of God, this is devastating. Learn more about what you can do when you visit us at missionnews.org. Our next story is also about the value of life. Suicide rates in Native American young people are nearly 10 times higher than the rest of the United States. With such a suicide epidemic, you'd think it would be in media outlets and trending hashtags all over the country, but it's not. This week, Ron Hutchcraft Ministries kicked off their Warrior Leadership Summit, a Christian conference for First Nation youth. Ron Hutchcraft says the summit's theme this year is Hope Rising.
It's about a Jesus who walks into that kind of a world and can heal a wounded heart and restore a broken life and forgive a lifetime of sinful choices and give people who never thought they had a future to give them a hope.
In years past, about a third of the teens have committed their lives to Christ. If you'd like to sponsor a teen attending the summit, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Join us on a prayercast journey during the month of Ramadan, and each week we'll focus on a different region, lifting up the nations together in prayer. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.